This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by the Parent House. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hey, afternoon. Thanks for being here. We are live at the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. The event began at noon, and it goes all weekend long. People coming in to check out things, see all about hunting, fishing, you name it, outdoor sports. It is out here this weekend. A whole bunch of people here. We're going to be talking to some here in just a minute. And also from our partners across the building, one of the folks from the News Review is here. What are you doing out here? Whoops. Actually, how about if I turn that up?
I am here to drop off some bags with some papers, flyers in them. We have a special going 13 weeks for $20 inside our reusable red bags, which are coming in handy right now with the plastic band. So stop on by and pick one up.
Wow. And is this your first time on the radio?
Yes, it is.
Am I going to be in trouble for doing this later?
Nah.
Okay. So, and where do people find these bags and stuff?
We are in there located inside the conference hall with the KQEN station.
All right, perfect. All right, back to work.
Thank you.
All right. Joe Pate is the promoter and is joining us. Joe, how's it going so far?
Well, we had a very nice open, very pleased, and everybody's in the places they're supposed to be. And so far, it looks like the crowd's enjoying themselves, so that's always a good start.
Yeah, and, you know, today, now it is going to rain some later this weekend, but if you're into hunting and fishing, you can deal with that. But today, until this evening sometime, you've got a nice, you know, rain-free day for walking from the parking lot.
Yeah, we love Friday to be a nice day. It's always nice to have pleasant weather because people seem to come from away. But, of course, the weekend is going to be a little overcast, maybe some rain. So that also bodes well for a sportsman show, as you know.
So this has been going on for 24 years. Now, have you been involved the whole time?
Yes, I began this thing with the Douglas County Fairgrounds staff in 1996. And I believe the first show was in 1997.
Wow. And so and you don't live in the area. In fact, you flew out here a couple days ago, right?
I live in Maine. I usually leave sub-zero temperatures to come out here, which is always a welcome reprieve.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. How cold was it when you left?
I don't recall. I'm thinking it was in the low single digits. But, again, the Oregon weather, I could live here very easily. I'm very comfortable here.
Wow. So, and you do shows like this all over the place.
Yeah. Yep. And here, you know, our goal is here is to try to cover hunting, fishing, camping, backpacking, hiking, biking, RVing, ATVing, boating, and you name it. I think if it's outdoor recreation, even gold panning, we've got a little gold panning booth this year. But I also try to demonstrate the number and the different types of opportunities. For instance, we have little kids' archery ranges, laser shot, BB gun range, and gold panning, things for kids to do. And the idea is to get people appreciating and appreciative of the outdoor recreational opportunities in the market.
So if somebody has never been here before, kind of give them an overview of what is out here.
Well, I think pretty much our goal here is to have the products and services that people need and use while in the outdoors. I mean, many of the products and services that you see here are directly related. It's easy to see RVs and toy haulers and boats of different types and varieties, paddle sports. But there's also, we represent, of course, bow hunting and shooting sports and animal harvesting and all different types of fishing. You know, bass fishing, salmon, steelhead, bottom fishing. So the other thing I think of that's certainly worthy of note is the number of outstanding giveaway programs that we have here this year at the show. Besides everyone getting a Powerball coupon from the Oregon Lottery, they also, the first 100 each day, get a scoreboard matching bet. We have a Smoker Craft boat, motor, and trailer giveaway. We have a paddle sports giveaway, and it's a kayak, and it's called a fishing kayak outfit. We have the Rogue River cabins, East Bay, and it's not coming to me, but we have a trip for two in the Eagle Bay Rentals, and all just different types of giveaways and signups to win, and we're really excited about that as well.
One of the things that I think is really important for people to know, everybody's experience in life is a little different. Maybe what you're into, you might be into just hunting or just fishing or just ATVing. But then there's some people who don't do a lot outdoors but would like to, and sometimes it could be a little daunting. You think, well, if I go in there and I don't really, they're going to talk over my head and I'm not going to know what's going on. I'm going to, and you've got folks that can work with people regardless of what they know, because they know how to help them learn about whatever activity.
Right. And not only our speaker schedule and our demos, which are geared from both experience to the inexperienced, but many of the retailers and purveyors understand that they're both novices and neophytes and experienced fishermen and hunters that they're dealing with. So I think they're all prepared to help nurture and develop their interest to undertake whatever outdoor adventure they're interested in.
And even some related things. I mean, I saw hot tubs and spas over there. You know, you go out and hunt all day, you go out and fish all day, you might want to have a hot tub waiting for you when you get home.
Yeah, well, I would call those peripheral attractions, but they all fit in with the outdoor lifestyle, and we're really happy to have them all participating in this Roseburg show. I think we both bring people from away and from nearby to see exhibits that are both from away and nearby. And we have local guides and also exotic guides, and I see Dave Jones is going to be up next, and he can tell you a little bit about the amazing speaker schedule he's put together and the demos on the fish tanks. So I'll sign off here pretty shortly, and I'm sure you have some interesting guests, far more interesting than me, actually.
Well, once you bring,
will be up soon.
Bring Dave on over here, and we'll talk to him next.
Yeah, and Dave Jones.
And
Davy Jones Locker, and the gentleman that puts together our schedules that have gained so much of popularity here in recent years.
So, Dave, grab the microphone, get real close to it, hold it real close.
Okay.
So where are you from?
Out of Eugene.
And talk about your role and what you're doing here.
So I have a small fishing shop in Eugene, and I also guide up at Shelter Cove at Odell. And then I put together all the seminar schedules that we have. And this year, we have some of the best I've ever seen since I've been doing this. We have a gentleman talking about bar safety, crossing the bar with your boat. We have Judy Smith doing some seminars on how to use your trail cameras at multiple uses for home use or out in the field. And then we have salmon, kokanee, steelhead, a lot of bass guys on the tank talking about techniques and that of the local fisheries.
So how long have you been involved in doing this kind of work?
I've been actually in the sporting good industry for 34 years, and then I've been doing Joe shows for 10 or 12, I believe.
So how'd you get interested in doing this as a job, as a career?
Well, right out of high school, I wasn't sure what I was going to do, so I started at G.I. Joe's, and it turned into my passion, turned into a career.
And what do you like most about it?
Probably the most is kind of like what Joe was pointing out that we have here is it's the greatest thing to either if I'm guiding or selling people equipment and they come back and say, hey, I caught this worked. You know, the satisfaction of the customer being able to go out and enjoy what I've done all my life.
And obviously in Oregon, there's so many places to get out and do this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Depending if you want a bass fish or if you want a steelhead, you can go fishing somewhere year round.
And it's amazing, you know, here with the North Umpqua in our area, just east of Roseburg, brings in people from all over. Periodically, I will run across somebody in town, one of the local guides or somebody at Waldron's or somewhere else, who will talk about, you know, a group came from China or a group came from this country or that country. And it wasn't that they were here doing other things and decided to go fishing. It was they came here to fish.
Yeah, and that is neat. And with us guiding up at the lake, last year we fished some people from Korea. And then also I think from England. And you're right. It's funny that you get to take these people on those trips. They come all this way to do it. So
yeah, and I think sometimes for people that live here, for instance, how many folks listening, you know, can raise their hands, not if they're driving, but, you know, that haven't been to Crater Lake in a while. And yet the first thing when you get visitors from out of the area, one of the places, if they know anything about the area, they want to go to Crater Lake. And then they say, how long has it been since you've been here? Well, it's been too long. You know, we get used to having all this beauty, all these outdoor activities in our backyard. And sometimes we don't participate in them.
Yeah, I think we kind of forget what we have. And I'll have that too. People will say, you know, be on the boat and say, oh, I can't believe this is so beautiful. Well, we get it every day. So I think we take advantage of it to a degree where we have a beautiful settings and adventures that we have. So,
yeah, it's interesting. One of the legendary fishermen, Frank Moore up on the North Umpqua, the first time I met him several years ago, you know, he was just off the air talking to me about, you know, why he liked it and couldn't believe that I hadn't been fishing in years and got to come up and try this. And, even at age 97 now, still very enthusiastic about people fishing the North Umpqua.
Yeah. And he is a legend down here. And that is, you know, I think he sees some of the people miss opportunity to go out and enjoy what we've done all.
So what's your take on the show? I mean, you got to just, it's everywhere you look, there's something to check out here.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for getting into boats, there's a lot of boating opportunities. I haven't had a chance to really walk through, but there's all types of boats, from drift boats to saltwater boats to bass boats. There's any type of boats you're looking for. And then if you're looking for an RV, there's tons of RVs. And then, like you mentioned earlier, you got hot tubs and, you know, different stuff like that also.
All right, Dave, thanks for talking with us.
All right, thanks for having me.
We're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back in just a moment. We're live from the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Back in 2 minutes on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, and we are live at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. It is the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show presented by Bi-Mart. Rob from Basin Tackle, you're pretty busy out here today.
Yes, I am. They gave me the microphone. They let me make all the announcements and stuff. They don't hear half of what I say, and that's why they let me continue to do it, because if anybody that knows me out there, I don't exactly play by the rules.
So talk about, first of all, I mean, you're known for, of course, you do fishing reports on our partner station, Best Country 103. But tell people a little bit about your business and what you do over there.
We are in the hamlet of Charleston. We're unincorporated. We don't even officially exist. We even had to borrow a postal code, a zip code, from Coos Bay. We have the same zip. And we're just a little tackle shop out there. We're in the marina, and we've kind of made a name for ourselves with media and social media, and We like having fun. We like representing Joe Lunchbucket. You know, we're not a high-end place. We're just an average little tackle shop on the coast, and we have so much fun with it.
How long have you lived at the coast?
I've been here for 8 years now. I think this is my eighth year.
And what drew you to Charleston?
I got kicked out of Texas. No, I'm kidding. I used to come out here and recreate all the time, come out here for the summers, and just fell in love with the place. Thought, wow, this is cool. So I hadn't done anything grossly irresponsible for a while, so I quit my career and moved to the coast and bought a tackle shop.
So, like, a total life change.
Oh, yeah, 100%. In fact, there's most of the hooks that we use are a hook. It's called an octopus-style hook, and I didn't know what that was. And one of my first calls when I bought the place, someone called and asked if we had octopus hooks, and I said, no, we don't fish for octopus here.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, man. So talk about your show. What's your take of this?
This particular show, this event we're at, I think it's awesome. It brings a bunch of like-minded outdoors people together. It's just like a safe, fun place where people can hang out. It's just good people. It's a good cross-section of America. And again, it's just good people. It's good, wholesome, all-American fun right here. These types of events don't take place around the world. There's a few places where they do, but nothing like we do here in the good United States of America.
So when you said you'd recreated out here. If you were in Texas, did you just sort of end up here by accident one time?
Pretty much. That's pretty much how it happened. Now I guess it would be something like 25 years ago.
Wow.
When I came out here. And, you know, I'm 35 now, so I was pretty young. That's a lie. I'm not even 35.
This is radio, so you you can probably get away with that, although a lot of people have seen your picture in the News Review,
yeah,
too.
True.
So
yeah, we do a column in the News Review. We do a weekly column there. We have all kinds of fun with that, the good folks at the News Review. So don't forget that every Sunday. As long as I'm not too busy, we usually hammer out a column and get it in there. And, yeah, we just have fun with y'all. The whole family of media that you guys are, we just enjoy the heck out of you.
Well, you know, it's interesting to come out to this show and see folks. I mean, the local folks. You got folks from the coast. I've seen other people from over at the coast and up towards Eugene. I'm sure down to the south as well. And it covers a lot of ground,
yes, sir.
You know, because there are some people that like to fish a lot and maybe like to hunt a little, mm-hmm. you know, or maybe they like to ATV or you combine it all together. A lot of opportunities to see and learn. And one of the things I talked with Joe about at the front end is for people that, you know, maybe they finally got to the point in life, maybe with, you know, their kids getting older or their career getting to the point where they have a little bit more free time where they can get out and do some of these
yes.
things instead of the really long, you know, work weeks or whatever. And but sometimes people are just like, I don't want to go out there and look like I don't know everything already.
Right. And that's where we come in. That's where Basin Tackle fills that niche, because we're one of those people. We don't know everything. I'm not the best fisherman, nor will I ever be, nor do I want to be. I want to have fun with it. And we try to impart that on people. We teach a lot of free clinics throughout the year. In fact, if you come down to this show this weekend and you find my booth, I've got an entry box, and I will take a group of four winners out, and we'll go do some fishing on the beach. We'll do some surf perch fishing. But the caveat is you have to bring at least one kid. We're trying to open more of this stuff up to the youth. I've got two little ones myself, and it's hugely important for me to get them out there and instill this sense of nature to them. And that's just one of our little things we're trying to give back by doing some of these contests and draws and stuff like that and getting people out there.
You know, it was interesting. A few years ago, our younger daughter was probably 17, maybe 18, and she said, hey, I need, you know, however much it was, I need to get a fishing license. And I looked at her and I said, well, you know, I haven't fished since I was a little kid. What are you talking about? Well, her boyfriend fished, and, you know, you got to do it legally, you know. And she said, well, it's only this much money. I want to get a license. And so we got her the license. They started fishing periodically. Then they ended up moving over to North Bend for about 2.5 years. And a lot of opportunities, a lot of places to fish
yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and she's just hooked on it.
That's awesome. I love hearing stories like that. Love hearing those stories.
You know, and now she's back here and kind of getting restarted in our career, so doesn't have a lot of free time. But I know that her husband's already, you know, been out in different places. And but it was something brand new. And, you know, just to kind of see that spark was cool.
Yeah. This great state of Oregon has so much to offer. There are so many outdoor pursuits. You don't even have to hunt. You don't even have to fish. You can go and pick mushrooms. You can pick berries. And that's, again, Basin Tackle. We're a tackle shop, but we try to encompass everything as much as we can.
You know, you've got ATVs out here. You've got a lot of different levels of boats. I mean, not everybody's budget's the same.
And RVs.
Yeah.
RVs, so people that like foo-foo camping, which is totally fine. I've got a lot of availability on that. You can even – we've got some great guides here, too. You can come down and you can hook up with some of them, and they will they'll take you out. You don't even need the gear. You don't need gear. You don't need skill. They will take you out and make you an expert for the day.
You know, it is it's just really neat to see people. You know, one of the things I've noticed, and we're right here by the entrance when you first come in, so a lot of people come into this building first and the community building right by the office. But you see a lot of people walk in, and then they light up. It's like, oh, cool, this is going to be fun.
There's a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah, and this is going on all weekend as well. In fact, we are
till 9 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow we're 10 till 8 and Sunday 10 to 5. So it's a full 3-day deal.
And a whole bunch of giveaways. Joe was talking about that. There's also, I haven't seen it yet, but there's, I guess, a really cool Harley out here. Really?
Yep. I think it might be in this building to the left.
Oh, okay.
The main building. We got to check that out. There's a few bikes out here.
Yeah, no, there's some great stuff here and a lot of opportunities for people. Now, how many seminars are you teaching?
I've got two different types of seminars, but I'm not sure how many I have total. Basically, I just figured out as I go along.
Ah, well, there you go. And that's, you know, one of the parts about doing an event like this is just coming out here, making sure you got plenty of time. You don't, you know, this is not a place that you want to run in and see the show in 15 minutes.
Right. You can't.
You can't even get through one building.
That's a fact. I've been here since 10 o'clock. And I'm the guy doing the announcements, and I still haven't seen everything.
Yeah, no, it's the entire Douglas County Fairgrounds just filled end to end. And are you going to be here all weekend?
Yes, sir.
And so, and you said you're announcing. So what does that mean?
I walk around, so if you hear a voice over the loudspeakers telling you about seminars that are going on or just pretty much anything, if you hear a voice, in your head, it's mine.
Wow, that's a kind of a scary thought there. So you're going to be out enjoying it all weekend. And again, where can folks find you at your shop?
You can find us right in the town of Charleston. We're right in the Charleston Marina across from D-Dock.
Just about ready to wrap things up here on Inside Douglas County. And again, find out more at 541radio.com about the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show. Rob, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure, sir. Take care, everybody. Have a fantastic weekend.
All right, that wraps up the show. It's 1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by The Parent House. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN. Yeah.